Good morning. Welcome to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Brad Pollock and Bob Leonard in the studio today. We're talking to you about personal injury topics every single Sunday morning to discuss with you what goes on in our life, in our world, and hopefully not in your world, but with regard to personal injury cases. But if you're involved in a personal injury case, that means you got hurt. You got hurt as a result of the negligence of another. And the firm of Bell & Pollock has been around since 1983 in the Denver metropolitan area, throughout the state of Colorado, and all areas of the state of Colorado, handling your personal injury cases. Gary Bell and I started this firm for the purposes of making sure that we could protect injured people. We've been doing it ever since then. We've been doing radio shows for the last at least 20 years, trying to help get you educated on what goes on in your legal life with respect to personal injury cases. It may not sound very interesting or exciting, but I want you to stop and think. I want you to stop and think about what you did today. I want you to stop and think about what you did yesterday, what you've done for the past week. I want you to think about what your loved ones have done for the past week, your children, your spouses, your parents. Think about what they've all been doing, your aunts, your uncles, everyone involved. And think about what has been the most dangerous thing they've done. Where have they had the greatest risk of injury, the greatest risk of harm as a result of the negligence of others? And most of the time, 90% of the time, 90% of you are going to say your greatest risk of harm is when you're driving. And it can be a crazy world. We drive with bad weather. We drive with slippery roads. We drive with limited vision or sight because we can't see due to weather or due to light or due to lighting. We drive with crazy people out there on the road.
You know, and you're forgetting one big thing, Brad, and that's we drive distracted. We're driving with telephones in our hands. We're driving with drinks in our hands, eating breakfast, putting on makeup.
And if we're not, the other person is. We have people who are just beginning to drive, and they're 16, 17, 18 years old. They've got friends in the cars. They're goofing around. They're doing other things. And it's not just 16, 17, 18-year-olds who are goofing around and doing other things. That can be going on with the 50, 55, 60-year-olds that are doing the same thing and everybody in between. We've got people who are, like you said, Bob, they're texting, they're on the phone, they're taking all sorts of actions. We all know that most cars have some kind of blind spot in them. Fortunately, we're getting more and more cars that help us know when somebody's next to us, but have blind spots. We have people not seeing stop signs. It really is a dangerous activity.
And you know, the population is getting older. We have older drivers on the road now. We have people driving into their 80s, and that shouldn't be driving. But you know, we don't take their license away because, you know, it's their freedom, and so we have one spectrum, the new drivers, another spectrum, we have the old gray haired, you know, drivers that shouldn't be even on the road.
And in all that, that's the most dangerous thing you do. That's the most dangerous thing your spouse does, or your children do, or that your parents do, or your loved ones, when they go out and get in that car. It seems like a very normal, ordinary, regular thing that's not a big deal, but it is a big deal. And people get hurt as a result of these crashes. And no matter how hard we've tried to change and make us more protected in cars with airbags and with seat belts and with all the different safety devices, what we've learned is people get hurt in crashes. You know, once we started having a situation where there was nobody using seat belts, and we had people going through windshields and getting thrown around the cars. Then we did the lower lap belt seat belt without a shoulder belt and without a shoulder harness. And all of a sudden we had injuries in the lower back, Bob.
And now we have the 3-point seat belts, and we have chest injuries, airbags, Brad. You know, if you're not properly situating your car, if you're a small person, like my mom, who was about 5 feet tall, and she had to sit close to the steering wheel, that airbag can crush her. It can crush her sternum, cause severe injuries, head injuries, burns.
And once we started stabilizing that lower back so it wasn't getting hurt, all of a sudden we had upper back injuries and we had neck injuries because now you're being thrown around that way. It's all there, and it requires and should insist upon using an attorney when you get hurt. Now, I'm one of those that does not believe you need to be calling an attorney from the scene of the accident. No, no, no. You don't have to be calling an attorney at midnight when the accident happened to make sure they're open and you're going to call them to talk to them about your crash when you've got more important things to do at that point, which is to tend to the crash itself, tend to your medical care, do the things you need to do.
You know, so let's say you're in that crash, Brad. Well, I would go back one thing. You know, when you had teenage drivers, you get that call about 10:30, 11 o'clock at night. You get that pin in your stomach because you think your kid's in a car accident. It's a horrible feeling. But, you know, you teach your kids to do the right thing. Don't drive if they've been drinking. Call us if they need help. And, you know, when they are in an accident, give them the instruction of what they need to do. Exchange information, take pictures, kind of save the scene of the accident.
Right. Save the scene of the accident. Do what you need to do right there. And the idea that you have to rush to talk to an attorney or you have to rush in and see an attorney, sometimes those are hooks. I'm also one of those that does not believe. And although, you know, the law firm Bell and Pollock has had a lot of big verdicts and a lot of big settlements and handled a lot of very catastrophic cases, it's a tragedy. We don't like handling catastrophic cases when we talk about the human element of it. Yes, we'll handle them and we'll take care of you. But whenever we talk about a catastrophic case, that means somebody's been hurt. It means they've been hurt very badly, and that's not good. It's too bad, and we don't like seeing that. But what we do like seeing is when we can get them compensated, and we can get them money for their injuries and make their life easier, and that's what we try to do. So we do this show, and we've been doing this show for 20 years to educate you. We don't require that you come running into our office to get educated where we can give you a hard sell to sign a fee agreement. We give you shows where you can listen and understand and get an idea of what goes on in personal injury cases. And we don't talk to you a lot. We don't run around telling you, well, we got 100,000 here and 500,000 here and a million here, because we realize every case is different. Every case requires that it be looked at in your unique set of circumstances. And that's why we developed the idea and we developed the whole premise of a legal game plan, your legal game plan. You come in and talk to us. We put together a legal game plan for you to let you know what we're going to do for you so you understand how a case is handled.
But, you know, it starts with you at the time of the accident. You need to make sure that you protect your interests by, you know, everybody has cell phones now. Take pictures. Take pictures of the driver's license. Take pictures of the license plate. Take pictures of the scene of the accident. Take pictures of the person that hit you. Take pictures of the cars. The more information you can collect at the time of the accident, the better you're going to be when you have to talk to an insurance company and try to get your claim paid.
And don't give a recorded statement until you've talked to us. Talk to an attorney before you give a recorded statement. Don't talk to the personal injury adjuster. Don't sign any releases. Don't give them any documents until you've talked to an attorney. You can call us at 303-795-5900. Look us up at championsofthepeople.com. Don't put yourself into a situation where you go that far before you talk to an attorney. Get a hold of an attorney after the crash when you can in a reasonable length of time. For those of you who are hurt and it's been 6 months or a year and you haven't talked to an attorney, all is not lost. Give us a call. We'll talk to you and we'll help you develop a legal game plan, and you still have rights. The statute of limitations in a personal injury case is 3 years. You should never wait that long to talk to an attorney, but you can certainly talk to an attorney within months after the crash, even a year after the crash. Give us a call. So we talk about certain myths that you have to understand on a crash. You know, and one of the first myths you have to understand is that myths that people believe that the insurance company is on their side. Insurance companies like to let you think they're on your side. You know, one of the insurance companies likes to even say, we're on your side. Another one wants to tell you you're in good hands. The other one wants to tell you, here's a crazy way that there was a damage to property, but we covered it. And the bottom line is when you're dealing in these type cases, personal injury cases, neither insurance company, the insurance company from the other side, nor your insurance company is really on your side.
Your insurance and companies are in the business of making money. If they weren't making money, they wouldn't be in, they wouldn't be in business. You know, we always talk about the three D's, Brad, when you get involved. You know, the first one, it seems like they always want to deny the claim. Even if it's your own insurance company, there's always some denial issue, you know, saying maybe you weren't wearing a seatbelt, maybe, you know, they're going to blame you if at fault. They always say we have to do an investigation. And in the meantime, you're just hanging out there trying to figure out what am I going to do? How am I going to pay my bills? What am I going to do about my job? How am I going to get to work? What about my car? All those things. So first, usually it's a denial of some sort.
Then they want to delay it. Then they want to defend it. Now, a lot of times you'll find, oh, hey, they're getting right on it. Yes, if they can get a quick resolution before you can see everything that's happened, they'll do it. The property damage claim for the damage to your vehicle is a lot different than the damage to your body, and it needs to be looked at in a different way. And that's why you need to talk to an attorney to understand what happens. But you have to understand that your insurance company, although they're there and they're supposed to be on your side, in the state of Colorado alone, we had to pass a number of laws to make insurance companies actually protect you for your own insurance company, not the other driver's insurance company, even if they're the same one you carry, but even for your own insurance company, we had to develop case law and statutes to make those companies protect and defend you, because if those laws weren't out there, you'd have no chance. You're listening to the Bell and Paul Kliegel Show. Brad Pollock and Bob Leonard in studio today. We're going to take a short break, and we're going to come right back, and we're going to talk to you about some more myths and misconceptions about your insurance claim. Give us a call, 303-795-5900, or at bellpollock.com or championsofthepeople.com if you have any questions. We'll be right back.
You're on your way to the store, then boom, you're T-boned at 45 miles per hour. Instead of shopping, you're on your way to the ER. Then comes the doctor visits, prescriptions, therapy, diagnostics, ongoing treatment, and the limitations. You have range of motion problems. Then the ultimate insult. The insurance company makes you feel like the crash was your fault. You need a legal game plan. You want a legal game plan. At Bell & Pollock, we've used over 25 years of experience to develop a legal game plan just for you. Our game plan has injury rules, rules of treatment, rules of claims, insurance company rules, litigation rules, rules they use to beat you. Now you can have them and know them and use them to protect you and your family. Our Bell & Pollock legal game plan gives you the rules the insurance company doesn't want you to have or know or use. But guess what? We do. At Bell & Pollock, success is no accident. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Get your free initial consult and your free legal game plan. We'll help you.
Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Brad Pollock, Bob Leonard in the studio today. We're talking about some common myths and misconceptions about your insurance claim. You've been hurt in a crash. There's been an accident. There's been injuries. It's been as a result of somebody's negligence, maybe willful and wanton negligence. Maybe they've been doing something they shouldn't have been doing. You need to talk to a lawyer. You can call us, Bell and Pollock, at 303-795-5900, or you can get a hold of us at championsofthepeople.com or bellpollock.com. You can get it. You can get all the information you need, and we'll develop a legal game plan for you. When we talk about myths, we talked about the fact the insurance company really isn't on your side. But let's talk about the next one. You think the insurance covers all accidents. I don't know how many times, Bob, I've had people come in and say, I've got full coverage.
You know, and we said that, I don't even know what full coverage means, Brad. It all depends. They say, well, I got full coverage. But usually, you know, depending on who they're insured with, full coverage means maybe liability, but it's certainly, you know, until you get the policy, you find out you don't have the most important parts of the policy, like uninsured motorist coverage, medical pay coverage. But, you know, full coverage doesn't mean anything. You need to read that policy.
And how much is that full coverage? Is it $25,000, a $25,500 policy that meets state minimums? Is it a $100,000, $300,000? Is it a $500,000 single limits? What kind of coverage do you have? You got to sit down with your insurance person and talk to them. Do you have med pay? And if you have med pay, do you have increased med pay instead of just the regular $5,000 that comes automatically? Do you have 10, 15, 20, 25? What's your company do with med pay? Your insurance company. If you've got USAA, AAA and you're dealing with auto injury solutions, you're going to find it very difficult to recover from your med pay. Yes, they take care of their military, they say, but when those military people get hurt in a car crash and want to start collecting on their med pay, it's very difficult to get it approved and get the money for you on your med pay.
You know, I was reading a policy from one of the smaller insurance companies. Almost everything was excluded. They had drivers that were excluded. They had situations that, you know.
What's your policy say? It's the general. We can talk about the general. Are you really reading that policy from the general? So much excluded. There's a number of insurance companies out there that exclude things that there's no real coverage. Then is your agent taking away your med pay? Did your agent take away your uninsured, underinsured motorist? Now, when I say that they take it away, did they have you sign where you waive those things? Don't waive those. That's your protection. That's for you. You get insurance to cover the other person to protect your assets and make sure if you hurt somebody, they get compensated. I'd want somebody compensated if I by accident hurt somebody. I'd certainly want them compensated. That's why I buy insurance so that I don't lose all my assets. But also, I want to be compensated for my injuries. I want to get coverage for my injuries if somebody hurts me or if I'm in a crash and get hurt. So I get med pay, so I have that available. Don't believe that you have full coverage. Sit down and talk to your agent. Make that agent tell you what is going on and what accidents are covered, what accidents aren't covered. It's, you know, they're going to say, well, it's an accident when you're involved in your car, when you're involved in a crash. Well, that may be true. But let's say it's a single car accident or it's an accident where somebody ran you off the road and took off.
You know, if you don't have the right coverages, if you didn't have, you know, like a phantom driver, like Brad was just saying, someone runs you off the road and you don't know where they are. Maybe there's no contact, but you're in the ditch. You know, if you don't have the proper uninsured motorist coverage to protect you, you're going to be out of luck. You know, your liability insurance is going to cover you. And I've talked to many clients, Brad, who think liability insurance is their uninsured motorist coverage. They don't quite understand the difference. And I also find out they went with the lesser, you know, the General or Fred Loya, some other insurance companies. They're actually paying more for less coverage.
That's right. It makes it sound like you're not paying as much, but they've made you not pay much by giving you less coverage. Talk to your agent. Make your agent earn what they're doing and explain things to you. The next myth, I pay my premium every month so I can have peace of mind that if I get in an accident, I'll be taken care of.
People buy insurance for peace of mind. That's why you buy insurance. But, you know, the same thing. Unless you really look at your policy and read through the policy and determine what's available to you, you may find out that you don't have the most important parts of the policy. It could be the med pay, it could be uninsured motorist coverage. You get in a horrible car accident, the other person doesn't have any insurance, and you are wiped out physically, emotionally, and fiscally. I mean, you don't have any money because you can't go back to work.
And we can talk about combining some of these things. You know, we can talk about what's going on. But the thing you have to remember is your peace of mind is knowing what your insurance is and understanding what you're covered. Are you covered when you buy a new car and drive it off the lot? Is there coverage? I'll tell you something. I bought a new car years ago, back in 2011, because I like to see if I can get at least 100,000 miles on my cars before I get them traded in. But back in 2011, and before I drove it off the lot, I called my insurance agent and said, is this car covered? I wanted to make sure my car was covered. And then I gave him a little text when he said yes. I said, thank you for talking to me. Thank you for confirming I have coverage in this car and for this car. Is your rental car covered? If you're borrowing a car from somebody else, is it covered? If somebody's borrowing your car, is every person in your house covered under that same policy? And by the way, are you covered under everybody else's policy in the house? These are all things you need to know. Some of it you're going to learn from your agent, and you should be learning from your agent. A lot of it you're going to have to learn from your lawyer.
You know, another big, always people come in and say, well, I have this car. I have a $12,000 loan on the car, but they only pay me $8,000. You know, they don't realize that on the property side, they're only going to give you what the car is worth. If you have a loan that's upside down, your loan, that's your problem.
Or it may not be that they're only giving you what it's worth. Your your lending institution, your savings and loan, or your company that sold you the car, they've got special arrangements. They give you special financing. They take care of your car. They value your car more for more money than the insurance company does. So the insurance company comes in with these special entities again. You think they go to Kelley Blue Book? You think they go to the NADA? Not necessarily. That's not necessarily true. They'll go to a company called CCI. They'll go to different companies, and they'll say, value that vehicle for the local area. And those companies are third-party companies that are hired to save the insurance company money. And the only way they save the insurance company money is by valuing your car for less than what the NADA or Kelley Blue Book says. Because of the NADA or Kelley Blue Book, had a lower value, the insurance companies wouldn't be using these third-party entities. Period. There's no reason. They do it so they can save money. So next thing you know, your S&L, your savings and loan, says your car is worth $15,000 and is lent you $15,000, but your insurance company tells you your car is worth $10,000. So when your car gets totaled, they give you $10,000. You've got a $15,000 loan. Now you're $5,000 upside down, and you don't have the money.
And you know, the insurance companies negotiate from a position of power. You know, they have the money. They have, you know, they can pay for the car, where you don't. You know, you don't have the power. You don't have the access to the marketplace like they do.
Sure, they hang out. They let you say, they say, well, you know, that's fine. This is the highest we're going to go. Sorry, that's it. Well, insurance companies do it on you know, it's getting outside the area, but they'll do it on your property damage. They'll do it on your house when your house gets damaged. The insurance companies don't go, that's it. We're not going anymore. Too bad. If you don't like it, sue us. If you don't like it, go through your policy rights. If you don't like how much we're paying you on the car, that's too bad. That's our last dollars. You can either take it or leave it. That's it. And we're not going to do one thing for you. And if you lose, you lose. And that's it. So you need to know what your rights are. And, you know, I can never tell people lose your rights, because I believe in enforcing rights. I believe you're entitled to have those rights enforced. But on the reverse side, understand when you're borrowing the maximum value on your car, you may not have coverage with your insurance company, and sit down and talk to your agent about what can be done. Because once again, you've got to get some information from your agent. You've got to understand how it works. Look up and see what the insurance companies do. But I can tell you just about all the insurance companies that I deal with. I don't know one that doesn't put a maximum value on the car. That's all they're going to pay. That's too bad. And if you've got a loan for hire, then you're just out of luck.
So, you know, they're going to say, well, you should have bought gap insurance or some other way to protect yourself. You know, the car depreciates so much faster than your loan payment. It goes down. And it goes to
your personal injuries. You know, you're injured and you're thinking, I need my medical payments made and my medical bills paid as I'm going. And the other guy's insurance company and your insurance company, except for MedPay, and except for a lot of times auto injury solutions on MedPay with respect to USAA, but except for MedPay, they look and they go, you get paid at the end. We're not going to pay as you go. We're not going to help you as you go. You'll just have to figure out how to finance that. You'll have to figure out how to make those copays. You'll have to figure out how to make those deductibles. You'll have to figure out how to go with those areas that aren't insured. That's too bad. Well, we can dangle some money to you right now that you can take if you want to just resolve it now, but it's not going to be enough. It's not going to be a fair deal.
And then you're in the position where you still need to treat, but you can't hold out much longer. So you accept an offer that's probably less than what the actual value of your claim. And, you know, you say, well, the insurance company, they don't want to pay future medical bills because they don't know how to value those. You know, so they're going to try to, you know, we give them all the medical records. We write a demand. But, you know, we generally wait till you finish treating, because that's what the case is worth, is when you finish, not in the middle of your treatment.
It's the way it's got to be. If an attorney tries to give you a quick, this is what your case is worth right now, before they know the full extent of your injuries, run away from that attorney. They're not doing a good job for you.
I always tell people that your case is worth whatever an adjuster puts on the case, or whatever, you know, a jury of six is willing to pay you.
And what we can force them to pay more. You're listening to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Brad Pollock, Bob Leonard in the studio today. We're here talking to you about myths with the insurance company. We didn't have near as much time as we'd like. We're going to have to take a break and come back and talk to you maybe for another minute or two. But that's all we can do. But you can call us, 303-795-5900. Look us up, bellpollock.com, championsofthepeople.com. Come in and get your legal game plan if you've been hurt. If you or your loved one or you know someone who's been hurt, send them over to us and let's talk. Take a look at what we've got on our website. We've got an interactive website, but we also have a number of these shows recorded where you can learn about your legal game plan, about your legal rights, because we want you to know without having to be sucked in and have a contract, high-pressure contract, forced down on you. That's not going to happen at Bell and Pollock. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back.
You're on your way to the store, then boom, you're T-boned at 45 miles per hour. Instead of shopping, you're on your way to the ER. Then comes the doctor visits, prescriptions, therapy, diagnostics, ongoing treatment, and the limitations. You have range of motion problems. Then the ultimate insult. The insurance company makes you feel like the crash was your fault. You need a legal game plan. You want a legal game plan. At Bell & Pollock, we've used over 25 years of experience to develop a legal game plan just for you. Our game plan has injury rules, rules of treatment, rules of claims, insurance company rules, litigation rules, rules they use to beat you. Now you can have them and know them and use them to protect you and your family. Our Bell & Pollock legal game plan gives you the rules the insurance company doesn't want you to have, or know, or use. But guess what? We do. At Bell & Pollock, success is no accident. Find us at championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. Get your free initial consult and your free legal game plan. We'll help you.
Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Brad Pollock and Bob Leonard in the studio today. Bob, in the end, what people need to know is what resources are available to them.
Well, you know, Brad, I think one of our goals is to educate, and then we adjudicate. Come to Bell and Pollock. We'll get you a legal game plan. Tell you what insurance, go through your insurance policies. Talk to you about, you know, how you can protect yourself and get the care you need for your injuries. And, you know, we're going to help you get through this whole deal, which is, I know, it's traumatic to you and your family.
That's right. We want to make sure you understand what you can and can't do. And today we've talked a lot about what you need to do before the crash. You've been listening to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Brad Pollock and Bob Leonard, call us 303-795-5900 or look us up, bellpollock.com or championsofthepeople.com. And next week, we'll be right back here on these same stations talking to you about a new personal injury topic. Until then, y'all stay safe. And if you need a legal game plan in the meantime, give us a call.